the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come and see is the invitation that Christ gave to the Apostle Andrew. Come and see is the Lord's invitation to us. On that glorious day around 2,000 years ago, on the banks of the Jordan River, John the Baptist was gathered with the crowds who constantly flocked to see him. The crowds of desperate people oppressed by sin and enslaved to death, who came to John for a baptism into the forgiveness of sins. And on that day they saw what all the faithful of Israel had longed to see for over 1,000 years. They saw what the faithful descendants of Adam had longed to see ever since man's expulsion from the garden. John, pointing to Jesus, proclaims, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." John was the last and the greatest of the prophets in the line of the Old Testament prophets. And like all the prophets before him, he pointed forward to the great salvation of God. When the Lord God Almighty, the Lord of hosts, would come and save his people, he was not the greatest of the prophets because of his moral virtue or his intelligence or his deep wisdom. He was the greatest of the prophets because he saw with his own eyes what all the other prophets only could see in faith: the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He was the greatest of the prophets because he could point his finger to that which all the other prophets could only point to with their words: the Lord Jesus, the Son of God in human flesh, God's great gift to man, come to cover all sin. John, like all the prophets, had a calling from God, a vocation to point to the one hope of salvation, the one hope of freedom from sin, and the one hope of victory over death. And he fulfills his vocation faithfully. With his finger and with his word, behold, the Lamb of God. Behold, that is, see, the Lamb of God, that is the sacrifice sent by the Father to once and for all cover all sins, the last offering for sin. John was a stern preacher of repentance, to be sure, a man clothed in rough-hewn clothes who sustained himself on locusts and wild honey, not a man of frivolity. But in this task, he took great joy. The long-expected Savior, the one hope of Israel, had come. And so John proclaims, according to his calling, "Come and see. Behold the Lamb of God." Not all who heard John's words believed. In fact, it appears that most of them did not, at first at least. And that is not John's fault. His vocation, his calling as a prophet, was not to make those who hear him believe. It is the work of the Holy Spirit and the Spirit alone, who has the power to create faith in the hearts of men. John's calling was simple: to point to Jesus and proclaim the word. John fulfilled that calling faithfully, bidding those who heard him come and see the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And the Holy Spirit did his work. For the Spirit is always at work when the Word of God is preached. He works when and where he wills through the means of grace, and so he worked through John's words. Among the crowd gathered that day were Andrew and another disciple of John. And when they heard the words of John, the Spirit was at work in their hearts. John said, "Behold," and they beheld. They immediately departed from John and followed the man to whom John pointed. They followed Jesus, and they immediately believed that they had found the Messiah. They inquired of the man Jesus, where he was staying, namely, where he could be found. In faith, they saw that they had discovered the pearl of great price, that hidden treasure in the field, the gift and salvation of God that they had been waiting for. And Andrew thought not just of himself, But he also thought of his beloved business partner and brother, Peter. Andrew needed to know where Jesus could be found so that he could bid Peter, "Come and see. We have found the Messiah." Unlike John, Andrew was not a prophet. He was not the product of a miraculous birth. The prophets in time past did not speak about the coming of Andrew, as they had spoken of John. He was not even a scribe, nor was he a rabbi, nor a Levite, nor a priest. He was merely a faithful Israelite, a fisherman, a layman who had simply heard the word of God preached and believed. In hearing and believing and seeing, he was received by Jesus himself, invited to come and abide with him. But Andrew, having found the pearl of great price, the hidden treasure, could not keep it to himself. And so he asked Jesus where he might be found, and then he headed off to find his brother, to share the treasure that had become his. He beckons his brother, Peter, "Come and see. We have found the long-awaited Messiah," and through his words, the Spirit worked just as it had worked through John's. Through John, God, the Holy Spirit, had brought Andrew to Jesus. And through Andrew, he brought Peter to Jesus. John and Andrew are examples to us, and perfect examples, we might say, of faithful evangelism. John and Andrew had different vocations. They had different callings from God. John had that rare prophetic call and the various eccentricities that went along with it. He was called to be a hermit, he was called to eat locusts and wild honey, and he was called to be a public preacher of the gospel. On the other hand, until his call into apostleship, Andrew possessed perhaps a more mundane but equally godly call of brother. Despite their different positions in life, they both shared that call that is given to all the faithful of God, to love your neighbor and to believe upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. First, they are called to believe upon the name of the Lord Jesus because in him is the forgiveness of sins and salvation. There is no other name on heaven, under heaven or on earth by which men can be saved. Indeed, if anyone confesses with their mouth that Jesus is Lord and believes in their heart that God raised him from the dead, they will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. Second, they're called to love their neighbor. Your neighbor, of course, is that person that is close to you that God has placed into your life. And so John and Andrew had different neighbors according to their own callings. As a prophet called to publicly proclaim the word of God, John's neighbors were all the people that came from Jerusalem and all the surrounding area of Judea to be baptized by him. As a layman, Andrew's closest neighbor was his brother Peter. John and Andrew believed on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. But love for their neighbor meant that they could not keep that name to themselves. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. But how then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard? Faith in the Lord Jesus comes by the power of the Holy Spirit, working through the gospel. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. And so love for their neighbor compelled John and Andrew to speak. And thus John proclaimed, "Behold, the Lamb of God!" And Andrew beheld Christ. And Andrew, after he had determined where to find Jesus, he went to his brother and told him excitedly, "We have found the Messiah." And he brought Peter to Jesus. And this is the same for you, dear brothers and sisters. You have heard the word of Christ. Someone in your life, whether it be parents or siblings or a friend or a pastor, did not keep their mouth shut, but their love for you compelled them to confess. In love, they bid you to come and see the treasure that they found. Miracle of miracles, they said, I found the God Almighty himself has been born. A helpless babe. I have seen the Lamb of God. I have seen life himself hanging dead upon a cross and raised for our justification. Come and see, behold. He is found here in his holy word. He is found there in the font and there on the altar. Come and see, dwell with him, abide with him, receive forgiveness and life. The mighty Spirit of God worked through their word and brought you to faith, so that you confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that he has been raised from the dead to the glory of God the Father. And thus you will be saved. And you share in the same call as John and Andrew. Now it is true that we all have various vocations. Reverend Peters is a pastor called to preach in the pulpit of St. Thomas Lutheran Church. That is not a call given to everyone. Nor can everyone be sent. But perhaps Ryan or David will be called to deliver the gospel to the shamans on the steppes of Mongolia. If that is the case, those shamans will be their neighbors, and it is with them that they will share the gospel. And you are mothers and fathers, brothers and sisters, sons and daughters, friends and co-workers. And you have the various and attendant duties of those vocations. And like John and Andrew, like Reverend Peters and Ryan and David, you are Christians. And God gives you this calling. Believe on the name of the Lord Jesus. And love your neighbor. Love your neighbor, those people that God has put in your life. And that love compels you to say, come and see, I have found the Messiah. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Come with me this Sunday morning. He is there in his word, in the font, and in the supper. He loves you. He died for you, and he bids you come and receive the gift of life and salvation. You are called to be witnesses to your neighbor, to family and to friends, because God has given them to you to love. And there is no greater love than sharing Jesus with them. Now they may not believe, and do not worry and do not fear if they do not. It is not up to you to convince them to believe. That is the work of the Holy Spirit. Faithfulness simply asks that you confess and give the invitation. Come and see. Amen.